Oh, divine Holy Ghost, thank you, Holy Ghost, for flowing inside of our temple being. We agape you, sweet light.
We thank you, divine intelligence, which is God, Jesus, Holy Ghost. We thank you for flowing and healing our bodies and minds. We thank you for transforming our bodies into gods and goddesses.
We thank you, divine, eternal Christ fire. We worship you and adore you, eternal Jesus fire, Christ fire, energy fire. We just adore you, and we magnify your gracious, righteous power inside of our temple being.
We thank you, divine, holy helper, who's in us head to feet. We thank you for your omnipresent energy, which is throughout the universe, throughout time and time, before time. We thank you for being within us and all around us and all through us. We thank you for being in all our cells. We thank you for renewing our subconscious mind. We thank you for your love force, which is the fire within us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, eternal fire of the universe, blessed omnipresent Holy Spirit of love. We glorify you, we sing to you, we exalt you, we praise you forever. Ding, dong, ding, dong.
And we love you forever, divine Holy Ghost. Thank you. We only can love you because you are in us. You are that love. You are that wisdom. You are that understanding. You are that knowledge. Thank you for being that within me. Thank you for rising up within me. Thank you for being the God that within us, the Father, the Heavenly Father.
And we know that the Son of God has come to give us an understanding to him, Jesus, that is true. And we are in Jesus Christ, that is true. God's Son. This is the true God in eternal life. 1 John 5:20 and 1 John 5:21 says, little children, keep yourselves away from idols. Merry Christmas, October 4, 2015. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jah Jesus Christ.
You got that right, baby. Jah Jesus,
baby.
All the way without
the lie.
We're here, Son of God University. We're here to tell you about that Christ energy, that I and I spirit within you, that cosmic force that's within you. Jah Jesus energy. Jah Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
Then you got Jah Jesus, the eternal
energy
that's closer than hands and feet. That is your God in this third dimensional realm. After you have accepted Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his sacred sacrifice, then after that, he's the only one that can give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What you need, my loving brothers and sisters, and once you have that, you're on your way. You have that God fire within you. You have that intelligence flowing through your body. You have that youthness come alive. Yes, that Ghost Holy is the most sacred spirit in the universe. It's here waiting for you. Remember, the scripture says, the Holy Writ says, it's knocking at your door. It's knocking at your consciousness as my brother is knocking on his head. It's knocking on your consciousness here. It's saying, Jah Jesus, come to Jah Jesus,
Jesus,
baby. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus.
Jesus.
The way is Jah Jesus.
Jesus.
He gives way. Then after that, the way is the Ghost Holy. That Ghost Holy is more precious than gold. It's more precious than all the money in the world. Because without the Ghost Holy, let's put it this way, it is life. And if you don't have life, you are a deadbeat. And if you have a deadbeat, that means you have no life. It's essential that you have this Ghost Holy. It's essential that you have this spirit of Jah Jesus reigning in your kingdom of within you, which is your sacred temple, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not so much a temple of the church. That's a nice thing to do. But you want to have this temple where you in church 24/7, because the Holy Ghost is speaking to you about every little thing of your life. Not so much just going to church. It tells you what to wear. It tells you what car to buy. It tells you how to go to work. It tells you what food to eat for your body. It tells you everything. It heals your body for all your aches and pains. This Ghost Holy is essential. It is your life. Without that, you can't progress. You'll be just a regular deadbeat mortal. You can say all these things and talk good, but without the Ghost Holy and this Ghost Holy Spirit, which a lot of the Christian world is missing, that's the main ingredient. That's your spirituality. Everybody's talking about spirit. What? Holy Spirit. Spirit. It's telling you, Holy Spirit. You got to have that. Without that, you are a deadbeat. You are not connected with Jesus Christ. You cannot pray to Jesus Christ, because through the Holy Spirit, you are connected.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs, on the nosy. I got a nose on my thumb. I probably going to take off my nosy. Thank you, baby. Now, you see, sweethearts, in the book of Revelation, that's the first chapter, also in the book of Daniel, it talks about the great, glorious Jesus Christ, the messenger of love. This baptizer of the Holy Ghost is a Hebrew race. People are wondering, what race is Jesus Christ? Well, he came and was born in Bethlehem. That's why we're doing Christmas. Merry Christmas, the celebration of the Son of God, the celebration of the coming one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not white, he's not German, he's not black, he's not Chinese, he is Hebrew. You know, for those who want to know, he came out of the Hebrew state. There are over 337 prophecies in the Holy Bible that talks about the coming of the Son of God. There are over 296 prophecies in the book of the Apocrypha and the lost books of the Holy Bible that talks about it, about the coming of the Messiah. It's in the Gospel of Isaiah. I know Isaiah is a prophet, but he talks so much about Jesus. Some people call him the gospel book. Well, because it talks about the coming one. And it speaks about that when the star gathered the people and the wise men they went for the wisdom going over there to Israel, and they saw the holy child, Jesus Christ. So this holy child must be accepted whom God had sent. You can't make up a Christ. You can't create another one. Well, this is going to be I'm going to have a Chinese God because he eats pork and I like pork fried rice. No, no, no. Jesus Christ is the lover of the Chinese, the Americans, the Europeans, the Africans, the Spaniards, the Spanish, the Mexicans, everywhere all over the planet, the Middle East, Jesus Christ is lover of all. So, we got to get this in your consciousness. In the book of Revelation, that says he appeared bronze color. Bronze is brown type of color. Look like me, my divine brother, Jesus Christ. So I tell you, sweetheart, this Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, compassionate, most merciful, most holy, most adorable, Jesus, baby. Let's say it together. Jesus, baby. So you see, this great Christ Jesus is so magnanimous. And so you look it up for yourself and study. You know, it cuts out the argument that Jesus Christ was born in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, Israel. So if Jesus Christ was born out of that great land, and he had a different color skin, don't reject him because he is not a European guy. But he loves Europeans. Don't reject him because he's not a black guy, that he don't say, what's up, my nigga? You know, he's not from Compton. He's a Jesus Christ. He's a lover guy. Now, sweethearts, get it in your consciousness. Jesus Christ loves every race. Don't forget, like I just said, Jesus Christ loves the Chinese, the Mexicans, the whites, the blacks, Hispanics, the Chileans, New Zealand, Russia, North Korea, South Korea, Central America, North America, South America, Middle East, Far East, New Jersey, Ohio, Tokyo, everywhere. This loving God, Son, Jesus Christ, loves every human being on the planet and beyond. If I, sweetie, love every human being, truly my highest king loves every human being. That makes sense, my brother?
That definitely makes sense.
So you see, sweethearts, darling babies, you got to understand that the Jesus Christ came to the bronze. He was bronze color with raising, blazing fire as St. John saw him in his glory. Because before Jesus ascended, St. John saw him on the earth. And, you know, he saw some glory. But after the ascension, there was a reward God gave to Jesus. And it was so powerful that the scripture said that St. John, the beloved, fell down like a dead man before the bowing of Jesus Christ. He said, whoa, this be you? And Jesus said, arise, this is I, Jesus. I give my divine teachings to you, and I testify and sent my angel to testify of the things which may shortly come to pass. So this Jesus Christ must be understood that he is the God of Israel. He comes from Israel, but he's universal at the same time. So when you get past that hurdle, so break down your racial prejudice-ism. There is prejudice in all races of people. Sorry to say, truth is truth. You got to get past that, sweetheart. You got to be like me. Follow me as I follow the Christ. I love everybody. I love my brother-in-law. I hug all races of people. It's been done, and it shall continue to be done, because love is the key to the universe. If you have this love from the Son of God, and you have repented of your sins, then, like my brother sweetheart said, you can receive the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. You see, this great Jesus, and let me give you another tip. When you baptize, I used to think, you had to say what the apostle said. I thought you had to say, I hereby baptize you for the repentance of your sins and all that good stuff, Acts 2:38. No, the apostle said what to do. He told the people, said, "Men, brother, what shall we do?" You know, he said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's in Acts, the second chapter, verse 38. Well, we don't have to say all those words. We can instruct the people. Like, say, like, we got a lot of people, you know, 1,004 candidates to be baptized in the Jordan River, if we're over there in Israel, or in the South China Sea, as we're right here in Thailand. Okay, if you have that many people, you want to make it short wording as possible. So what you do, you tell the masses of people, say, okay, kids, you're going to be baptized for the remission of your sins, which is for the forgiveness of your sins. And as you have this faith, you can and shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You tell that to the candidates that you're going to baptize, you know, in one session. Now, when you take them under the water or over the water, this is what you say. This is what was given to me by the Christ light. Okay, I'm going to use an example of my good friend from the Puget Sound region in the United States of America, my favorite football star of the magnanimous Seattle Seahawks, Marsha Lynch. That's my favorite player. I love all of them. But anyway, I want a jersey. I've been trying to get a jersey. I can't find it. Anybody find a jersey with Marsha number 24, send it my way, and we'll give you the post office box a little later. You already got it really on the Internet, but we'll probably speak it again. Okay, now I'll take size medium, large, large boy, large men, small, I'll take them all. Anywho, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You see, this name is powerful. So you want to make that name stand out when you baptize. All you got to say is 8 words. Okay, here it is. I'll call the guy's name. This is an example only. Marshall Lynch, baptized in name of Jesus Christ. That's 8 words. That's all you got to do. And you do your deal. I discovered that the other day. I said, oh, light of Christ, why didn't you tell me this before? Well, the time is ripe. I said, okay, thank you very much, sweetheart. You see, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is not in word. It's in power, you see. When you say those words, after you instructed the people while they're getting baptized, you don't have to take each candidate like I used to do and many other ministers. Well, Susanna, I baptize you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Of course, I'm imitating right now. You don't have to go through all those words. You do what I gave you, you see? Very simple. Marshall Lynch, baptize me in name of Jesus Christ, or Lord, in name of Lord Jesus Christ, or in name of Jah Jesus Christ, or in name Jah Jesus Christ, for forgiveness of your sins. No, correction. You don't have to say that part. Let me do it again. Marshall Lynch, baptize me in name of Jah Jesus Christ. That's it. You see? Does that make sense, my sweetheart brother?
Definitely.
You see, because when you're directed by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you want the main name to stand out. The name of the light of Christ, the name of the Son of God, is Jah Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Jah Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Lord Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Lord Jesus Christ. don't say that's too much, because your intelligence knows just what to say. Everything geared around the name of the vibrant name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is imperative. My sweetheart brother has spoken the word that how can you live without the Spirit of Christ? How can you succeed? You are a wonderful, beautiful carbon unit if you don't have the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. We just told you how to get it. You repent of your sin. You turn to the Son of God. You pray to the Son of God. You ask the Son of God for forgiveness. And you believe in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And then do the powers of the name of the Son of God. You can be forgiven. And if you believe that and you have a love for the Son of God, then the Son of God will turn you unto the magnanimous Spirit of Christ Jesus. When you love Christ Jesus, you love life, baby.
You got that right. You are life because Jesus is life.
Yes.
Jesus is the light of the world, you know, and you are the light of the world. Once you have his divine Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Jesus, you definitely are the light and the life of the world. This energy, be aware of it. It's all around you all the time, because the intelligence will guide you. The intelligence will help you. The intelligence, just like in Star Wars, I always use it all the time. I say, Luke, put down the instrument. Depend on me, the force, the energy. He puts down everything. He depends on that feeling within, that Jesus feeling. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You're feeling what we're saying. That's why it's over a billion listening. You're feeling it because the Christ in me is greeting the Christ in you.
Namaste, baby.
It's greeting, and yes, you're feeling what we're saying, because truth equals truth, and the truth lights up everybody, and everybody is feeling the truth, the Ghost Holy. You need the Ghost Holy. It's the main ingredient. It's a shame that the Christian church in America are straying away from it. They're going charismatic. Charismatic is just some kind of drum beat and some hoop and holler and whatever. A demonstration of that,
right,
in Miami, Florida.
Yes.
Probably in the 70s and 80s. You know how people start screaming and they start dancing around and hitting their heads on columns. This one individual male hit his head on the column thinking he's in the Holy Spirit, fell three stories and killed himself. Now, that's extreme case. But it's a lot of that going around when people think they have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not wild abandonment. It's divine majesty.
Yes.
You know, when you see stuff like that, you should get the hell out of there, because basically it's a lot of demonology. Because Jesus Christ, eternal energy, doesn't act like that. It's divine majesty. It's poise. The Holy Spirit is wonderful. It's the fruit of it. It's peace, love, happiness. This divine intelligence is imperative that you have it, because you have to have it. That's why we keep going to on this divine intelligence, because nobody is teaching about the divine intelligence. People may say Jesus, hooply do. They may say that. Mm-hmm. A few Jesus of Jesus. Jesus is a powerful name.
Yes.
But until you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're not protected. The Holy Ghost is your protection. The Holy Ghost is your friend. The Holy Ghost is your help. You know, so many people are in turmoil in their mind. They have mental illness, mental problems, you know. Demons can come visit you. Demons can talk to you. All this stuff, people sleepwalk, demonology, people doing all this stuff is happening, people getting control of your mind. Once you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, nobody can control your mind. The Holy Ghost is your protector. If you want to be protected, especially in the world today, because there's a lot of stuff going on, get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Go to Jesus, the Son of God, and ask him and talk to him and say, hey, I would like to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then start praising this Son of God, this magnificent being, this being that's this dynamic, the being that we call our Father. He's really our Father. He created this earth. He created what we are now, not Allah Jehovah, not Jehovah. He didn't do it. Lord Jehovah didn't do this. Jesus did this.
He gave him all that power?
He gave him all that power. Because remember, Jehovah's experience didn't work. You know, like, he's a very powerful, loving being, but he got tired. This is the fifth world, that worlds with this, like, Atlantis, and you got Mew and all that thing. You know, now we're in the fifth world. And Jesus begs, I have a plan. And that's why the earth can get away with a lot. Because basically, we're living here trying. Basically, we came to this earth to overcome. The only reason you're on this earth is to become gods and goddesses.
I thought I could smoke a blunt because, you know, we can get away with a lot on the earth. Can I smoke a blunt and still go to heaven?
You know what? I think you can. I mean, think Jesus is on break, and maybe you can get away from it until
he comes back up for autumn break?
Yeah.
Which
maybe,
is October 7th?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let me light up.
Now, you know me and my brother.
Yes, April Fool's. Yes.
Nobody smoke a blunt.
No.
Jesus don't smoke a blunt. We don't smoke a blunt.
What about Prophet Isaiah? He smoked a blunt.
No, he don't smoke a blunt.
Okay.
I know you're trying to get all the prophets in. But no, none of them preached. Enoch didn't smoke a blunt.
No, definitely.
None of them smoked a blunt. My brother just has a sense of humor. Nobody smokes a blunt. But we're getting back to this eternal energy.
Yeah, amen.
You got to have it. Because if you don't, why do you think the churches are drying up? It's no spirit. What spirit? Holy Spirit. It's no Holy Spirit. You gotta have the Holy Spirit. You can say Jesus all day, but if you don't have the Holy Spirit, Jesus is a powerful name, but you got to have the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The longevity of it. You got to have that within you, all around you. You have to be baptized with this Spirit. The revival is on right here, Son of God University. This is the revival you're looking for. We are reviving
Amen.
You here.
Yes.
God, Jesus sent us here to revive you. You're looking for is here, especially overseas. The revival's here. There's thousands and millions of people coming into this revival. It's an individual thing. People are getting this baptism of the Holy Ghost. People in America are starting to get into it. You know, you have to get into it. It's not going to a church to get it. I'm sad to say that it's not doing that. It's an individual experience. You go to Jesus yourself. You don't have to go to a pimp preacher who's going to take and rob you off of your money and ask him. Basically, you go directly to the Son of God. You talk to him. You ask him wherever stake you is. Remember, you repent of your sins. You tell him, say, hey, forgive me of my sins. You got to repent. Okay, next step. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost where it can help salvage your body. Basically, that's your Savior. The Holy Ghost is your Savior. God, Jesus came so you may have a right to this Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And so when you get this Holy Ghost, that is your God in the third dimensional realm here. The Ghost Holy, God Jesus Spirit, it will protect you, it will help you, it will guide you. That's what you need. You're going through turmoil, you're having these problems, you're having marital problems, you're having financial problems, you're having everything. Remember, when you get the Ghost Holy will help you with all things, any little things. It wants to help you. It loves being in body beings. It wants to get into your body being. It's thriving. It's knocking on your consciousness all the time. Like my brother's knocking on his head. It's knocking in you all the time. So all you need to do is receive it. Receive it by saying, hey, I want this baptism. And believe me, you'll know when the baptism comes. We won't have to say, you'll know. People say, I have a baptism. If you don't know it, you don't have it. You'll know when this energy comes, this divine intelligence. It will infiltrate your whole being and body. And once you become infiltrated, you become electrified. You will change from the inside out. These people will notice a difference about you. You know, it's not so far going to class, learning, and it's good to study the scripture, but the scripture is not going to change you. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is going to change you. You know, the scriptures are there to lead you to the Holy Ghost. And it's there to say, but once you get the Holy Ghost, remember, you become a living scripture. The scriptures are revived in you. You are the Word, because the Word is you. What is the Word? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is speaking through you. It is guiding through you. what books to read. It'll tell you what to do. It'll tell you what doctor to go to if you need to go to the doctor. It will heal your body and your mind. A lot of people have mental illness. You know, it's not so much physical. They look good in the suit and tie. They look good outside. They can drop dead the next day.
That's right.
You know why? You don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
What if they get medium muscles and they talking smack and they ain't right? Can't their medium muscles save them? Or should they have big muscles like me and serve the Christ light beside you?
I think the second answer is the answer to that.
Oh, thank you, Biden. I agree with me. I agree with me.
You heard my brother on that. Mm. Basically, he was saying you need the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's what it is. If you have big muscles or small ones, but he just happened to have big muscles, and he used that analogy. But you need to have the Ghost Holy to become saved. It is your Savior right here now. The Ghost Holy, Jesus Christ Spirit, the Holy Spirit, same thing, is your Savior. He left here, so he had to leave. Because he said, you depend on me too much.
Right.
I want you to depend on my Ghost Holy, the Holy Spirit that's here. Once you get transform and depend on that, you are a new creature. You change from the inside out. You're not so negative. You become a positive being in mind, spirit, and body. Your thought process starts to change automatically after you start changing your tune and start changing and praising this Ghost Holy and worshiping this Ghost Holy. And worship in God Jesus, too. He's worthy.
That's right.
And once you know what? Your mind changes. Your thought process changes. Your body becomes illuminated. Your body becomes saturated with this energy. Your body starts to change to youthfulness. You start to march on your destiny, become a god or a goddess because of the divine intelligence that's guiding you, that's in every cell of your being, from your foot to your head. It's in your brain, it's in your mind, it's in your eyes. It can help my brother seeing like he's
right.
Seeing better every day.
Yes.
It can help you to walk. Listen, my brothers and sisters, all the older generation, you have lots of time. You're retired, you're doing this. You have lots of time to be still and know that I am God. The I am within you is the principle of God Jesus Spirit. And
yes.
You have time to do that. So what you need to do is relax and chill, baby, into the Holy Ghost. Once you chill with that Holy Ghost, your body becomes revived. You won't be sickly. I see so many people, it's no reason to be sick. You have it. It's right there. It's right around you, and you're rejecting it. Get into the Ghost Holy. Talk to it. Ask questions. It will answer you. Ask for it. You think, like the scripture said, you think if you ask for the Ghost Holy, he's going to give you a rock? He's going to give you something else? No. Jesus wants to give this to you. It's
right.
Up to you to ask. You got to ask to receive. You can't just think about it.
That's right, baby. Is it true, my loving brother, that this magnanimous, magnificent Holy Ghost has all this power? If a person had a codfish headache and they commune with Holy Ghost, can Holy Ghost deal with that brain cells and possibly heal that person of the codfish headache?
It's not possibly, it will.
Oh.
You got to have the faith.
We
first
do.
All,
we
yeah,
do.
You know, you, first of all, when you pray with faith. You
okay.
Know it's going to happen. You pray with thanksgiving. Thank you, God Jesus, that this mercury, whatever was in that fish, my brain is healed. My headache is gone. Thank you.
Thank
because
you.
By your stripes, we are healed. You already healed us through your blood sacrifice. So now we have the Ghost Holy within us, which is the supreme energy that's in us from getting your Ghost Holy, Holy Ghost, and it will purge our brain with that intelligence. Because remember, that intelligence is in every cell of our brain cranium, and is it the Spirit of God. So it can just wipe that headache away. Just like we used to see a long time ago. Remember how the Holy Ghost revivals, where people were getting
right.
Delivered from what?
Drugs. Demons. Cancer.
Cancer. Everything. You see that today, but not like it was before. You know, people were being delivered. It wasn't a thousand. It was true. They were getting delivered from that because the Ghost Holy is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was just banishing all that and just removing it from it because it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and it is the most powerful. It is the powerful force of the universe. Without that, the universe couldn't operate. That Ghost Holy, remember, Jesus, Lord Jehovah, came out of this Ghost Holy, and they worship the Ghost Holy. Now, if they do it, why aren't we doing it?
Carbon units, that's why. People are acting like a carbon unit. You see, because when you listen to the truth that the fireballs came out of the Spirit of Almighty God, the Holy Ghost. If this magnanimous power is not mighty, it's almighty. The Holy Ghost is almighty, almighty Spirit of Christ. And as we become so divinely keen and aware of this sacred power, we will progress. We will be happy. We will. We are not lonely kids. We are happy chicks. Why are we happy chicks? Because we are happier than the Dixie Chicks. I love the Dixie Chicks, you know, that country group that sings about America and a lot of freedom songs. And we are happy chicks because we recognize that this intelligent Holy Spirit dwells in every part of our being, not only in our tongues of fire, but like my lovely sweetheart brother says, Holy Spirit indwells our heart, arteries, veins, semen, it dwells in our kidneys, in our bowel system, inside the lungs, the bronchial tubes, the respiratory system, the cranium, like you heard my brother said, dwells in our esophagus tube, in our tonsils, in our bladder, in every gland, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the adrenal gland, the prostate gland, and that other gland. What's that other one on my mind here? I said the adrenaline gland. Prostate, that's two, pineal gland, three, pituitary gland. Yeah, pituitary gland and adrenal, I did say that. It's like every gland in the body, sweethearts, dwelleth the light of Christ. Inside of our temple, we are magnanimous beings because this divine, infinite, intelligent knows everything, like my brother said. This light lives in every intricate body part of us. And all the blood in us, whether you be positive, O be positive, be negative, the light of Christ can purify your blood to the fires of Jesus Christ. We become as Jesus Christ is. He is a pure being. We become pure. Why? Because we are obedient to the Son of God, to the divine teachings of the Son of God, and then we continue to live in the Holy Ghost, and we obey the Holy Ghost and the direction and movement of the Holy Ghost. For example, you misplaced your television remote. Holy Ghost, where did I leave my remote? Before you get pissed off and frustrated, you depend on the Holy Ghost. Where's my keys? So you don't say, damn it, where's my keys? You say, oh, sweet Holy Ghost, where's my keys? Thank you, Holy Ghost, you have directed me to my keys, or to the television remote, or to your wallet, or anything that you have. This magnanimous power is so beautiful, right? It is glorious. It is intricate. When the Catholic Church were looking for a pope before they got the Holy Father, Pope Francis, they prayed to the Holy Ghost. They said, we pray to Holy Spirit, and we ask Holy Spirit for a pope. So I would say the Holy Spirit appointed or gave them their answer, appointed the divine Holy Father, the pontiff, his honorable holiness, Pope Francis, you see? So, some people say, well, he wasn't appointed by this one and that. How do you know? How do you know the intricate parts of the prayers of the saints of the Holy Catholic Church? Because they don't agree with what you agree with. Be open-minded, sweetheart. When you contact the Christ energy will respond. The Christ light is over-anxious and ready to respond to our requests. Like my brother, sweetheart, brother said, we got to give love to this great light. You love and give thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, sweetheart. You give thanksgiving. You give love and appreciation and reverence to this power, the third power of the Trinity, as some people call this great force. It's the light of Jesus Christ. It's the infinite intelligence of the universe. It's the cosmic force of power. This sacred power comes from Jesus Christ. The scripture says, when Jesus resurrected, he went to the disciples and breathed on them and said, "Receive ye Holy Ghost." And they received the power. And then he said, "I'm going away." When he ascended, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit age fire came into full existence, and they was going to get baptized with the fire, Holy Ghost fire. So you see, it was so important. Jesus gave them an initiation of breathing on them. And then he told them to go in the upper room and to tarry for the power discovered in the first chapter of the book of Acts, verse 8, and also the entire second chapter of the book of Acts. Also, and matter of fact, that whole book of Acts tells you about the power of the Holy Spirit and how it operates and how many Christians didn't know about it. Acts 19th chapter, they say, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" They said, "We don't know, sweetheart." I'm going to put it in slang. "We were carbon units. We didn't know whether there'd be any Holy Ghost." He said, "You didn't know? Well, let me help you out. Let me inform you there is the Holy Spirit fire. There is the Holy Spirit power." You see, all of us live, move, breathe, and have our active being in this Holy Spirit fire. The kingdom of Christ is here now. The kingdom of Christ is in power. The kingdom of Christ is not on one glad morning when you die, and you go fly away. The Holy Spirit is all life. If you want to choose to die, go ahead, make me your beneficiary, and send me all your money. I don't want your goods. Just send me all your money, and I won't get mad. I won't get mad. I'll use it for what I want to use it. Because we don't, like I told you before, we don't preach for hire. We don't preach for the monetary. We give this gospel of Christ Jesus freely. But if you are so against the dollar bill, they got the pyramid, the great insignia of the all-seeing eye, like I said yesterday month, I heard people speak against it. Hey, I won't get mad. Then put them dollar bills in your envelope and mail it right to me at Tulsana College University, J.C. Christ International. We won't get mad. We'll have a great Christmas with your money, you see, because you want to die or you're against the dollar bill insignia. You don't realize that the insignia on that dollar bill was instituted by the light of Christ, and it represents the all-seeing eye of Jesus Christ. Yes, it speaks about the New World Order. Who started the New World Order? The Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, nigga, wake up and think. Jesus Christ said, "My kingdom is in power. It's in glory. It's right here now. You don't have to wait 1,000 years later. I ain't got that kind of patience. I don't want to have that kind of patience to wait 1,000 years before the coming of the Son of God when the Christ light comes in you right now. Jesus Christ is ruling from the heavens within us through his Christ light energy. You see, like my sweetheart about to say, the wonderful Christian church has missing out on this magnanimous power. They put it on the shelf. They tell you you don't need it. It's not necessary. Oh, they are wrong. They should say April Fools, because you need that power. They should say trick or treat, because they just are out of sync. They're minutia, because the scripture declares the truth. Who are you going to believe, them or the scriptures, you see? And then if you, like my brother said, if you got the doubt, go to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Ask Jesus. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you." You see, that's the name of the game. You have to activate what you desire. If you activate what you desire and you have love in your heart, and then it will not be held back from you. Like sweetheart brother of mine, I say, he said that you ask Jesus Christ for the Holy Ghost. He won't give you a fish or a scorpion or a rock or a scorpion. He's going to give you the divine gift. He wants you to have this power, because this power is love power. This power, it keeps you young. I hear the people that say they got faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God. They say they want to live to be 120. That's a limited faith. How about living forever? Sixth chapter of St. John. Jesus say, "He that believeth on me shall never die." That means you don't die physically, you don't die mentally, you don't die physically or spiritually. You see, everybody wants to make way for the grave. Well, like I said, if you want to do that, you know, send your money my way. I'll get rich. You see, I won't get mad. Or shall I say, get richer? Sweethearts, what we're trying to say is, this free gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is open unto you. It's open unto all the people on the planet that want to receive this. You say, Jesus Christ came to planet Earth to redeem planet Earth. And Jesus Christ is not only the Lord of the planet, in And not only Lord of the planetary system, he's Lord of billions of worlds. He's a great, mighty God. He is very, very powerful. This son of Jehovah is some kind of being, some kind of glorious, almighty being. He has all power, all love, all authority. He rules and supremely rules. Not only does he super rule, he supremely rules. So this intelligent Holy Ghost is anxious to ready to activate inside of our temple bodies. That's why we stress the power of the intelligent light of Christ. You have an inkling within you. Every individual has the seat of Christ inside of their physical body. And so what you have to do is to contact the light of Jesus Christ and have the full-time faith and belief. Don't deny the intelligence. The scientists know there's an intelligence within each person. The average carbon unit only uses 10% of their brain power. Just think if they use 70%, 80%, 100%. Jesus gave the reasoning when he said some received 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. What do you think that means? You see, it goes deep that you can use the 30% of your brain power, or you can go 60%, or if you're really intelligent-minded and gung-ho to get this glorious achievement, you will say, I'll go 100% or more. You heard people say, I put 110% in on my job. I do this 110%. Well, we got to do that and beyond. We have to go for the highest. Why would you settle for the lowest? 30%, 60%, 100%, or 100-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Jesus spoke about it. So therefore, it's time, sweethearts, to go to the 100-fold. You don't have to wait on the pimps to help you out, the minister pimps to help you out. And there's some good ministers, and there's some whoopsie-doopsie ministers. The ones that are good, or shall I say, the ones that depend on the goodness of within the light, is good. In other words, they're following the good gospel of Jesus Christ. You know the truth when you hear it. Your inner mind, your inner soul bears witness to what is being stated, even now as we're speaking, the powers of the Son of God, the light of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts, the Christ of energy. You see, everybody is looking for a high. They're looking for how to stay young. They're looking for health. Your divine health is your divine wealth. Your health, you could do a lot with it. You see, and Jesus Christ's eternal energy wants all the people of the planetary system and beyond to be healthy. So, oh, earth-born sons, wake up. Wonderful, beautiful earth-born daughters, wake up, sweethearts. Paradise is right here. Paradise is awaiting you. The paradise is in you. The sacred chalet, the great light of all knowing, it standeth at the door, like my brother said, and knocking. The light of Jesus Christ is in your physical body. The beautiful scripture said, know ye not that your body is the temple of Holy Ghost? It also states in the book of 2 Chronicles 6:18, as the prophet King Solomon, he was praying to Yahweh, and he said, this house, Yahweh, I have built for thee. This house, he said, the heaven, he said, will God, first he asked a question, will God very indeed dwell on the earth? And then he began to give the glory. He said, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much this house I have built for thee, or this temple. So he built a sacred temple, to have the presence of the Shekinah glory in the house. And then he recognized, wait a minute, this big church about the size of a city, it can't even contain you, because the heavens of heavens can't contain you. This little house, you know, which I built, which was really a big house, like I said, the size of a city, of a small city at least, Bellevue, Washington. So therefore, you see, sweethearts, if this power, this great God that's everywhere present, this great supreme energy is in the universe, this the heavens can't contain, what about a beautiful, precious human being? A precious soul that is brought onto the earth, and we have the privilege and the power and the anointing to have the great Christ light, the great Holy Spirit, the great Jesus fire, Christ fire, energy fire, new and everlasting fire covenant in us, October 7th, 2015. That's a glory right there, sweethearts. It's time. What time is it? What time is it? It's time to get the light of Christ. What time is it? It's time to worship Jesus Christ. What time is it? It's time to be aware. When we are aware of the sacred fire inside, this sacred Holy Spirit, oh, sweethearts, you're missing out on the goodness. This is the great dessert. You can have your cake and eat it, too. You heard the people say, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. That's not scripture. That's man-made. You can't have your cake and with a strawberry ice cream and eat it, too, with sprinkles on top, all on top of that, and hopefully you're working out while you're eating that. You see, sweetheart, so this light of Jesus Christ, this eternal energy, it's real. What about the French translation of Jeremiah 23:23-24? I like in the French version, it says, "Do not I the eternal, I the eternal, I feel the heavens and I feel the earth." That's a lot. You cannot hide. Can anyone hide himself from the eternal? Behold, I the eternal can see him. Then you go amplified, eternal what? Eternal energy. You see? The other version says the Lord. Some versions say Some versions say Jehovah, and then other versions say Yahweh. Do not I, Yahweh, feel the heavens and the earth? The French translation says, "Do not I, the Eternal." I like that eternal because eternal energy. You see, glory to Jesus. So you get this eternal, great, almighty, Jesus Christ energy flowing in your heart. You cannot go wrong. Is that true, my brother?
You got that right.
You can't go wrong. It's like it's a jubilation. It's an excitement in you. Oh, sweethearts, I want you to really think. Become aware of the sacred power, the light of Jesus Christ inside of your being, outside of your being, all around you. If you are filled with this divine love force, this divine intelligence of Jesus Christ, the same spirit that Jesus has is the same spirit that we possess. The scripture says the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, the same Holy Spirit shall quicken your mortal bodies. Quicken means to make alive, to be electrified. Like that song says, electric energy. You see, we can be electrified in the Christ light. That's why when the birth of the child, Jesus was born, they saw that great light. He was illuminated. The whole city of Bethlehem was illuminated high and bright. And there was no night there for but a couple years. The brightness of the Son of God, the brightness of his coming. That means what he has, we have also. Glory to Jesus
Christ. You got that
right,
baby. Jesus, I'm going to tell you a little story.
Yes.
As far as the United States of America,
yes,
the Great Republic, Las Vegas, Nevada. Some people, friends, I was there, and they saw this like midget land. It was like a bunch of midgets was this at this place. It was like full of midgets, so they were taking pictures, and then they found out they had this big old ball, and a midget was standing on a bowling alley. And they rolled the ball to knock the midget over. Can you believe
that? Right.
They rolled the ball, and the midget, and if you hit the midget, he falls down mm-hmm. and gets out the way.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Right.
They're using something like that, midgets. It's kind of like
knock them over for sporting.
Yeah, for a sporting, I guess, a group. I don't know.
Right.
Who knows what happened in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
But anyway, getting back to this eternal energy, like my brother says, it's vitally important that we get wrapped up into it. This Jesus Christ, the Son of Lord Jehovah, he's a very, very powerful being. Remember, my brother just said a billion. You can't even name the world. You can't even put them in number with it. He just said it. It could be in the trillions of worlds that this Lord is over. And this Lord created. Jesus is a very, very powerful being over a lot of worlds. This is his favorite. You know why? Because of the blood sacrifice.
Yes.
And there's no world in the universe like planet Earth. Planet Earth went through something, you know. The negative forces got thrown here. It got thrown off balance. It was a beautiful planet at first. Then you start having volcanoes and all this stuff happen. So basically, it's become a testing ground right now. People from other worlds envy us, but they don't want to come here.
Right.
Because planet Earth, you can grow very fast. In other worlds, it takes eons. It's very slow. That's why Lord Jehovah likes to come to planet Earth, because there's a lot of happenings
exactly.
here.
Yes.
And like Jesus Christ, he's trouble, you know. He likes trouble. He likes action.
Which one, like the action?
Lord Jehovah.
Lord Jehovah.
Not
okay.
Jesus Christ, he's strictly business.
Okay.
Lord Jehovah loves this plan. I'm not saying Jesus don't.
Don't, right.
But he likes it because, man, that Jesus is in charge, so he can come and see what's going on here. He say, man, those other planets, there's nothing going on like planet Earth.
Right.
But planet Earth have a lot of negativity, but it can be transformed as you use the Holy Ghost. And you can transform into a goddess very quickly because of the negativity here. So it is a positive thing because you have to really qualify to come here, if you know it or not. Especially the older generation, you have to qualify. What's happening now, anybody can come. It's not anybody. They're not qualified like they did before. You can see the newer generation is different. They're
right.
Different than the older generation.
Were they made from are they children of a lesser god or something?
Yeah, they
say something's wrong with them.
Yeah, they came.
The millennials that they call them?
They call them rollouts.
Oh, okay.
Rollouts are like.
Carbon units?
They're like carbon units to a degree. They didn't get their full schooling before they came here.
Okay.
They rushed here. Now, you see a lot of, what you call it? Like, they're not whole as far as physical. They have a lot of ailments. They have a lot of diseases. They're not as strong as the older generation, a lot because they came here premature. They didn't get the full knowledge of coming here. They rushed through things. And like today, they want to rush and get things done real fast. They don't have the patience as the older generation. See, the older generation been through stuff. They know how to work with gravity a lot better than the newer generation. The new generation, they come here, they want to rush, they want it now. They can do the computer good, that's fine.
Right.
But with dealing with the intelligence, they could be a little slower than the older generation. And because they, like my brother said before, they're a lesser species. I'm going to say this. They did not go through the full school before, because you have to go to school before you come there.
Is this up in the heavens?
It's up in the heavens.
A spiritual.
Yeah, spiritual school.
Okay.
You have to go to spiritual school before you come there. So it is a difference between the older generation and the younger generation. And we're not saying it's negative or positive. What we are is telling you facts. It is a total difference.
Can they come before time? They twist the Father's arm because of the free will act?
It's free will. And like my brother said, they can come before time. Because remember, it's free will. They can keep saying it, and the Father said, okay. Like when people come retarded, it's because, first of all, I know personally, some came retarded because they came from hell. They were a demon. So they had to come retarded. If they didn't, they would kind of mess up this world to a degree.
Okay.
Because of that. Some come retarded because they just messed up in the heavens. I mean, they just... It's not Jesus' fault. It's not your fault. It's that in the spiritual realm.
Maybe it's God's fault. Jehovah.
No.
He likes trouble.
No.
Not even his fault.
Not even Jehovah. Jehovah
okay.
loves trouble, but Jehovah does not interfere with stuff like that.
Right.
You know, he does not do that. He cannot interfere. This is a free will. That's the thing about Jesus' universe. Let's say that.
Yes, okay.
It's free will.
Even angels got free will?
Yeah.
Glory to Jesus. Well, sweethearts, we thank you for listening, and we're going to just be out of here because you're excited, we're excited. The canon, baby, the canon. And we're going to say Merry Christmas, have a good day until October 18th on 2015. We'll come back again live on the show, baby. We're out of here. All hail the power, and Jesus, baby.
Is Lord.
The Lord. Yes, Jesus is the Lord. Good day. Good night.
Jesus.
Namaste. Jesus, baby.